Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for hanging around with us today. It's my pleasure. It's actually more like a dream come true for me to be able to join you every day and talk to you about your small business and my small business, and for all of us to work really hard and try to get a lot smarter. You're gonna get smarter, too, because Dr. Leslie Braxick is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, and Leslie is a nationally known expert in behavioral science, an award-winning consulting and executive coach. She's the author of an outstanding book on this topic, Unlock Behavior, Unleash Profits. And it's the second edition, by the way, folks. That means the first one was really successful. And she's our new friend. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Leslie?
It is.
My audience knows, I spend as much time as I can talking about leadership and what an important element of the marketplace leadership is. And if you're going to be a business owner and you're going to have employees, you got to learn how to be a leader. But in order to lead people, you have to understand a little bit about people, don't you?
Yes, you do.
And that's really, and you talk about that. I mean, you basically wrote your book on this topic, and probably your doctoral thesis, I don't know, on how little we really know about why people do what they do.
Well, few people realize that there's a science behind it, and that really guides us and explains why people do what we do. So understanding that and figuring out how to incorporate that into your leadership becomes very important.
Well, Leslie, your mission impossible today, should you choose to accept this mission, is to you being the world-class expert on behavioral science and how it impacts leadership. It's your job in the next few minutes to teach us laypersons how to get something out of all that, how to be better at behavioral science as we manage our people in the future. So do you accept that mission?
I'll take it.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
What should we do first?
Well, first, I think it's recognizing that leaders and managers' success is really most determined by the behavior of others who work for them, who work with them, mm-hmm. in response to the leader's words and actions. So, you know, we really are dependent upon how people respond to what we do to ultimately decide if we're successful as leaders and managers. So
it's not just the way they are. It's the way they are with us.
That's right.
The stew that makes the cake that makes up, right?
Exactly. It's how we respond to the words and actions of leaders that determine if, in fact, they're successful. So it's that interaction. So it makes the words and actions of leaders so very, very important, because they can be the smartest people in the world, but if they can't motivate others to do what they need to do, they won't be successful.
Words matter. That's what you're saying.
Yes, and actions.
Mm-hmm.
And the research tells us that, in fact, employees look to their direct supervisor more than any other variable for their success. In other words, it's the words and actions of the direct supervisor to a person that most influences an employee's actions and success.
You know what? One of the big problems with small business owners with regard to this sort of thing, this kind of understanding, this kind of behavior and being attuned to it. And one of the impediments, I think, for small business owners is when we show up at work every day, we're so excited. We love what we do because it's our small business.
Yeah.
It's a baby that we have birthed and have grown out, you know, have grown and we love this thing that's our small business. And so when we hire people who seem to show up on time every day, they stay and they work and they act like I do in a lot of ways because they come to my small business, so they must love this. They must be just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And we get that idea, and we don't realize that maybe they're just dedicated people and they don't really like us all that much either. Anyway, but if that's a possibility, we completely miss that because we think that they're happy.
Well, it's not just about being happy. I think what you see with small business owners in particular, and people who are founders of companies, is a whole lot of what we call discretionary performance. It's that extra level of performance that we do when we really want to do something versus when we have to do something. Mm-hmm. And the key for leaders is that they can tap into the discretionary performance of people in the workplace by using the science of behavior. And that's really, in a nutshell, what really the whole book is about and what we teach people. And I'll give you the two-minute version of what the science is, because it's as easy as ABC.
All right.
And in essence, the B stands for behavior. And behavior is a function of what comes before it, which is the A piece, and what comes after it, which is the C piece. A stands for antecedents, and C stands for consequences. But in essence, if we think of the behavior of depressing the brake pedal in a car, you know, mm-hmm. pressing, the antecedents might be a stop sign, might be a right. child running in the road, might be a ball on the road.
Or the fear of the feeling that you get when you feel like you're going too fast.
That's right. Absolutely.
Around a curve or something like that. Lots of different kinds of emotions.
Right. So all those things prompt us to engage in that behavior of depressing the brake pedal. The consequences are that the car slows down, the car stops, we don't hit the child, we don't get a ticket for running the stop sign, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of really life and all of behavior is just millions of those ABC relationships. So behavior in the workplace is prompted by certain antecedents, training, vision statements, goals, skills, expertise, seeing that something needs to be done, a phone call from a customer. And it's either encouraged or discouraged by consequences that come after it, feelings of, I helped that person, or seeing that something was completed, or words of praise and feedback from the supervisor. Here's the kicker. Most leaders spend the bulk of their time on the antecedent side of the equation. We put people through training. We craft mm-hmm. vision statements. We set goals. We craft expectations. Mm-hmm. We prepare manuals.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Because that's the behavior we want.
That's right.
And
that's
we put right. it to them in the form of antecedents, but if it's not their behavior, it doesn't work, does it?
Well, here's the thing. Behavior is more determined by consequences than it is antecedents.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back right after these messages. I told you we'd get smarter when Dr. Leslie Braxick joined us. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This is really a revelation for me, folks, and I know it is for you, too. I know you're not going to want to go away. You're going to want to learn the rest of the story right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Leslie Braxick. And she is the author of Unlock Behavior, Unleash Profits, second edition. Ladies and gentlemen, that means the first edition was outstanding. They don't come back and do it again if it's not good. And as you know, this is just a continuation, an execution, a fulfillment of my promise to you. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Leslie, you were about to, by the way, before we go any further, tell us your website. Give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
www.unlockbehavior.com.
Okay, and they can find out more about the book, and can they order it there?
Sure.
Can they find it at their local bookstore, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely.
So check it out, folks. Leslie, you were before we went to the break, you were pointing out that the behavior, and I'm going to try to paraphrase this in the best I can, the behavior that we as leaders, as business owners want, we apply to our employees. We try to motivate them we want them to have certain behaviors, but it hits them as an antecedent, as the thing that the thing that we want them to see. But the truth is they, you were saying that they only really respond to things that create the consequences that they're looking at.
That's right. It's the combination of the two that's the best. But the consequences influence 80% of what we do. So in other words, whatever happens as the result of what we do has a bigger factor in determining future behavior than anything else. So for example, if you want collaborative sales on the part of your salespeople, you want them to work together to sell each other's products, to mm-hmm. sell in different, you know, different features,
to
and
share
so on.
Information and things
right.
like that.
So that's the desired behavior. If the consequences, if you have an individualized compensation or bonus system such that, let's say, I only get paid by sales of my own product and you get sales,
right.
you know, that is a consequence that's inconsistent with the behavior we're asking of people.
So all the meetings that I have where I rah-rah and cheerlead and say this is for the good of the company, you know, that's my behavior. That's
exactly.
my consequences. That's not their consequences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely. So behavior is not random. It is not mysterious. If you mm-hmm. understand how to look at it in terms of antecedents, behaviors, and the ABC model, you will very quickly understand why behavior is what it is. So when that child is screaming in the grocery store and the mother hands it a lollipop to quiet it down, the child has just learned, if I scream and cry, I'll get a lollipop.
Right.
You know, and if I'm quiet, I get ignored because, mm-hmm. you know, my mother gets to complete her grocery shopping. So behavior is a function of consequences, not more than any other factor. So what becomes key is that leaders understand how to use the power of their words and actions in the form of consequences, and we call that feedback in coaching. So when mm-hmm. you see something you like in the workplace, don't leave it to chance that employee knows that that's the right thing.
So how do we make sure that we perform as leaders in ways that produce the correct behavior in others? Do we put ourselves in their place? Do we say, okay, if I were listening to me and I heard you say sell other people's products, I would say, what's in it for me?
Well, the best thing to do is to simply ask, you know, because our employees are so bright and they're so committed,
yep.
and they'll let you know what matters to them. So, you know, hopefully gone are the days of the mugs and the trinkets,
right.
you know, as a form of just ask people what they want. For example, our company has a database of reinforcement. We call it the R+ database. And so employees have the $5, the $50, and the $500, and the $5,000 reinforcers for them. So if I want to reward an employee, I can go there and find out, you know, what their preferences are. They may love a certain musical artist, so giving them a CD is something that they appreciate.
So if I'm trying to, back to your collaborative sales idea, which mm-hmm. I think is a good mm-hmm. one, if I say to them, okay guys, here's what my goal is. My goal is for you guys to work together, sell collaboratively, share prospects, share information, help one another out. If I'm you, what would be your motivation for wanting to do that? What can I do to motivate you guys to mm-hmm. do that? Would that be would I just ask them that question?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the first is starting to measure it. So the very basic thing is nothing to do with tangibles, but it's in fact just measuring it. So and giving them that feedback. So we would sit with them and you'd say, you know, we had X amount of sales of this, you know, product. We had this amount of sales of this other, but we had this many that were cross sells or that were collaborative selling. And so first it's even helping people come in contact with real data about performance. So they know here's our baseline and here's where we're trying to head. So before anything else, just say not only the expectations, but here's where we stand currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then simply giving people feedback in the form of data is very powerful because that they want to know, you know, how they're doing, and you can set goals that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to ensure that there's nothing competing against that. So if you had an individualized bonus system such that if I sold your product and not mine, then my bonus might actually go down.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it's maybe more personally advantageous.
We got to realize that their behavior that you want out of them is going to be motivated by their own goals, not necessarily your goals. Give us that website again, Leslie.
www.unlockbehavior.com.
Dr. Leslie Braksik is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. B-R-A-K-S-I-C-K. Thank you for being here, Leslie. Good job. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I'd love to, Jim. Thank you for having
me. We'll get you back another day. Thanks a lot. Quick break. Right back with Bob McTeer after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.